Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spill water in your crotch. Here, let me try and wipe it up. Oh, but all I have are my hands, and the water is just soaking into your yoga pants, and I'm sorry. I really don't mean to be getting fresh with you like this. You know, touching you down there. Oh, you're taking this mess I made in your pants so well. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. You go to the bathroom and get cleaned up while I go find you some clean jeans to wear. Oops, I guess this dress is a little tight in the bust, and I guess I am showing a little bit too much as I bend over trying to mop the water up with my hands. We don't want these sweater puppies to escape now, do we? I'll just tuck them back inside my sweater dress. Yeah, I guess it's a little tight around the hips too, but oh well. Blaine entered the men's restroom and took some toweling down to try and dry out his yoga pants. Suddenly, he heard steps behind him, like high heels. That's what it sounded like, anyways. He turned around and saw his teacher coming into the bathroom. She was looking at him seductively, as if she wanted to lick every single inch of him.
Miss Miller, what are you doing here, in the bathroom like this? Blaine asked, a little bit surprised and definitely shocked.
Well, Blaine, I hear that you're every girl's crush in school. It appears that you're a heartbreaker, and I just wanted to get you alone. So I did the only thing I could think of. That's right. I spilled that water in the crotch of your yoga pants on purpose.
Yeah, but, you know, I have a boyfriend, and I'm gay, so it's not an issue for me.
Oh, come now. Don't play coy with me. I'm your teacher, and I'm older than you. I've been around, and I know men. They're all alike, deep down. My, did anyone ever tell you that you got great abs? I can see them right through your T-shirt. Miss Miller started slowly walking towards him. She didn't say anything. She just smiled as she unzipped her dress and let it fall to the floor. Now she was topless, and she wasn't wearing a bra either, just a leather thong. Her breasts popped out of her dress, bouncing. They seemed hypnotizing. Blaine couldn't stop staring at her big, huge tits. He said,
"Miss Miller, what? Why did you?"
He was slowly moving backwards as she came closer and closer to him. She said, "I'm going to make you a man today, Blaine. I've slept with every male student in your class, except you, and I never leave things unfinished. I've wanted to fuck you ever since that first moment you sat down at your desk in class. It feels so good to be fondling my tits here in front of you. You can't help but watch, can you? I know you like looking at me. Do you like watching me caress and fondle my tits? They are kind of big, don't you think?"
"Are you crazy? Coming on to me here in the bathroom?" he exclaimed.
"No, honey. And you, my dear man, have just run out of room to run. I have you backed up against the wall," she said as she pushed herself onto him. She wrapped her arms around his neck, kissing his jawline. Kissing him all the way up to his earlobe. Biting softly.
"No, please stop," he muttered as he tried pushing her away
while panting, searching for air. Her naked tits were rubbing against his chest through his lightweight T-shirt, bouncing and touching his lips as she ground her thong-covered crotch against his dick. "Don't try and resist me, Blaney baby. You know you want it. You know you want what I'm offering. she whispered in his ear. Blaine tried pulling his head sideways, avoiding her lips. She then grabbed him by the chin and crushed their lips together. She shoved her tongue down his throat while licking his lips. He felt trapped. She broke the kiss to breathe. He felt infatuated, staring at this mostly naked woman with huge tits and whose kisses packed a wallop. She bit her lip, winked, and turned around so her back was against his front. He was backed up against the wall, right where she wanted him, and she started giving him a stand-up lap dance, her asses rubbing his dick through his wet yoga pants, and slowly but surely making it rock hard. She realized he was getting a boner under his gray sweats. Then she turned back around and faced him, running her fingers through his hair, massaging his scalp, as she kept kissing and making out with him. While rubbing her other hand up and down his cock through the soft cloth of his pants. Then she pulled his sweats down. She'd waited long enough. She wanted to see his dick, and right now it was trying to escape his tight boxers. She bent her knees and kneeled down on the floor, engulfing the shape of his dick in her mouth, licking every inch of it. Tasting his cock. Worshipping it with her mouth. While Blaine just leaned back against the wall, his eyes closed, his breath ragged, and he still couldn't believe he had his hard cock in his teacher's wet mouth and she was blowing him. She then proceeded to strip him naked, get his t-shirt off and his briefs too. Miss Miller grabbed his shoulders and used them as a support to jump on top of him, wrap her legs around him, and fuck him. She rode him hard enough to get him to pant, running out of air. Meanwhile, she bit his lower lip and kept on kissing him. He was hornier than ever before. It's like she'd ignited a spark inside of him. The amazing view of her big tits bouncing against his chin and touching his lips. Her pussy sucking his hard dick inside her. He had never felt so filled with lust before. She fucked him for around half an hour, with bits of him trying to resist her and trying to hold on and not give in to temptation. But in the end, he came inside her. Once he did, she got off of him. Mission accomplished. Well, Blaney boy, don't tell me I didn't warn you. No male can resist me. Your body just did what it had to do. He was trembling and answered furiously. I'm still gay, he said angrily. She gave a long footstep towards him, cupped her hands around his cheeks, and gave him a mouthful kiss while shoving her tits onto his chest. His dick immediately got hard again. No, you're not, she answered with lust in her eyes and an evil laugh. She put her dress back on and left him there, naked, with a rock-hard boner and lipstick all over his mouth.